And today, a 20-something, relatively small-town mayor is attracting a lot of national attention. Savante Myrick, mayor of Ithaca, New York, is calling for the first in this country city-run safe space for addicts to go to inject heroin. The new site, maybe in a storefront, is just one part of a comprehensive new approach to drug addiction that the mayor is unveiling today. But the idea of city-paid nurses overseeing heroin addicts as they shoot up? Well, that's gotten some attention. Mayor Myrick joins us now. And Mr. Mayor, your plan also addresses public safety, treatment, prevention. But this site, it falls under harm reduction. Describe this place you envision.
Sure. What we're envisioning is a fairly small, discreet place, somewhere that fits into the fabric of the city, something that you would never know was there unless you were looking for it. Look, 125 people are going to die today from heroin overdoses in this country, 125 people. And every single death is avoidable. There's nobody that needs to die from heroin use.
Well, but, you know, people know that. This is a terrible crisis. But you're inviting addicts in to inject. So explain the thinking there.
Sure. The thinking is this. Treatment is the goal. We want everyone to get better. But when someone dies from a heroin overdose, the 125 people who will die today from heroin overdoses will never get better. They'll never get that treatment. So if treatment is our goal, we have to keep people alive until we can get them the medicated treatment, the detox, the rehab, and the counseling they need to actually get healthy. And if they're shooting up in gas station bathrooms, and if they're shooting up on the streets, if they're huddled behind dumpsters, they're never going to get those resources because they're never going to have access to medical professionals.
Well, and they might not be found if they overdose.
That's exactly right.
Well, let's explain to people that this is a site that's patterned after one that's in Vancouver, British Columbia, and there are many in Europe. And in British Columbia, they've got two injection clinics, much bigger city than yours of 30,000.
Yep. Here's what they found in Vancouver. 2 million injections. This has been running for 10 years, and they have not had a single overdose death. Not a single overdose death. And many of the people who come in there are able to access the treatment that makes them healthier and eventually helps get them clean. And people worry that, you know, somehow this will be encouraging people to use heroin, as if someone who already wasn't using drugs would say, oh, you know what, there's a safe space, maybe I'll go try it out. That has not happened in Vancouver. It's never happened in Vancouver.
Oh, and by the way, in Vancouver, again, a much bigger city, they've had 800 people a day, according to CBS, come in to do their injection under the supervision of medical people. They've had overdoses, 10 to 20 overdoses a day, but as you say, no fatality. Those 10 to 20, take that first, those might have been fatal overdoses if not in a safe place.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially when people who are shooting up, and they're people who we are related to, our friends, when they do it in public places, they often rush. They move faster than they would otherwise because they're afraid of getting caught. Often they overdose and they can lay there for hours before somebody finds them. Those deaths can all be avoided, every single one of them. And every time you avoid that death, you give that person a chance to recover from their addiction. And if we could do that in a safe place, all the better.
Well, just explain a little more about how it works. These people are bringing in their own heroin. They're not being given the heroin?
Yes, that's right. So there's staff on site who all they do is monitor. They can offer clean needles. They offer clean supplies so that you don't have HIV transmission. You don't have Hep A, B, or C transmission. And if somebody overdoses, then they step in and help them out. But in the moments after they shoot up, they also offer counseling services. They also offer medicated treatment. They're able to say to folks who, before they get their fix, are so deep in withdrawal that they're not willing to even consider getting clean. But after they get their fix is a great moment for intervention where you can say, do you want to live this life or do you want the help that we can offer?
Yeah. Well, the medical journal The Lancet studied what's happening in Vancouver. They found that heroin overdoses have dropped by 35% in the area around the clinic. They also found complete lack of transmission, what you were just talking about. But, you know, you talked about concerns of people in your area. Ithaca, people may know, is a college town. It's got Ithaca College, Cornell. You went to Cornell. I went to Ithaca. It's a small town. It's considered a liberal pocket in upstate New York. And so first to the idea that it might attract heroin users, 800 people a day going to the clinic in Vancouver, that's quite something. What about that concern that it might attract people from around the area?
This has never proven to be true with harm reduction strategies. this is what people thought when we said, look, we need to teach teenagers how condoms work. We need to teach them about safe sex. And everyone thought, oh, if you teach them about condoms, you're going to encourage them to have sex. Well, it's not the case. Kids who weren't going to have sex didn't have sex just because they understood condoms. And the kids that were going to have sex were able to have safer sex. And we now have lower teen pregnancy rates across the country because we adopted these harm reduction models. The same thing happened with syringe exchanges. We thought, oh, any community that begins giving out clean needles, addicts are going to come from around the country to those communities. Never happened, because that is not what motivates those who are facing addiction.
By the way, what is your problem in Ithaca? We know you've had overdoses. There were several in the course of a couple of weeks, which is what got officials there thinking about this. But is it a town or a gown problem? Is it people in the town or is it college students?
We're seeing that this epidemic crosses all boundaries. It is students at the university, students at the colleges. It is working professionals. It is middle-class folks, it is rich folks, it is poor folks, it is all over. And we are not the heroin capital of America. We do not have a worse problem than any other community. We have the same problem that every single community has. Yeah. And it's just enough. I mean, one overdose is too many. And one parent asking themselves what they could have or should have done is one parent too many.
Are you worried about the legal challenges? As you know, Title 21 of the Controlled Substances Act says it is illegal to maintain drug-involved premises.
Mm-hmm. I am. What we're proposing is not currently legal, which freaks people out. But what we're proposing is to change the law. We think the law has not worked. It has not worked to keep our people safe. It has not worked to keep our people clean. So we've got to try something else.
You bring a unique perspective to this. You are 28, a young mayor, but also somebody, you know, of the generation that this is affecting directly. And do I understand you also know addiction firsthand from your own family?
I do. You know, my father is an addict. And, you know, heroin was never his drug. But I learned at the age of 5 years old what addiction was, what it meant, and the toll it can have on a family. And it just tore us apart. And the system failed, you know. The system failed him, and it failed our family. And I thought that that was unique to us. But I was elected to the city council when I was 20 years old. I was still a junior at Cornell University. I got elected mayor when I was 24. I've been in elected office for 9 years now. I'm now lead a system, and I watch that system fail people every day in the same way that the system failed my family. And I realized that this is not working. This is not working. And it's unacceptable. I can't read another editorial or op-ed from a newspaper saying we've got to do something about this problem, but never actually doing anything about it. This is something we can do. This will save lives. This will give addicts another day and another chance to get clean.
That's Seavanti Myrick, mayor of Ithaca, New York. His plan is titled The Ithaca Plan. We'll post more of it at hereandnow.org. One of the proposals, a safe site for heroin addicts to inject under the watchful eye of city-paid medical staff. Mayor Myrick, thanks for speaking with us, and we'll follow this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.